Carl, a number of years ago, I recorded for Mr. Brett Berry, who was a guest on our last segment, one of our last segments, a quote from a very famous author, one of my favorites that I've known about and loved for, I've got to go, maybe 40 years.
Okay.
It's what I'm going to play for you is just a snippet, a minute and 20-some-odd second snippet of a much longer piece. So that those are the only hints I'm going to give you.
Okay.
I'd like you to see if you can guess who the original author was.
The original author, go.
All right. Okay, let's go.
It is natural to believe in great men. If the companions of our childhood should turn out to be heroes, and their condition regal, it would not surprise us. All mythology opens with demigods, and the circumstances high and poetic. That is, their genius is paramount. In the legends of the Gautama, the first men ate the earth and found it deliciously sweet. Nature seems to exist for the excellent. The world is upheld by the veracity of good men. They make the earth wholesome. They who lived with them found life glad and nutritious. Life is sweet and tolerable only in our belief in such society. And actually, or ideally, we manage to live with superiors. We call our children and our lands by their names. Their names are wrought into the verbs of language. Their works and effigies are in our houses. And every circumstance of the day recalls an anecdote of them. The search after the great is the dream of youth and the most serious occupation of manhood. We travel into foreign parts to find his works, if possible, to get a glimpse of him. But we are put off with fortune instead. You say, the English are practical. The Germans are hospitable. In Valencia, the climate is delicious. And in the hills of the Sacramento, there is gold for the gathering.
So there you go, Carl. That was the snippet of a recording that probably lasted, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes of an article. I'm not going to tell you more specifics. Can you guess who that might be? The language, obviously, you're listening to is a little archaic.
Yes, I am. I am doing a brain lock here, and actually, I just saw a picture of him. White hair, had two names. Wrote Huckleberry Finn.
You're talking about Mark Twain?
Mark Twain.
No, no.
That would
I'll give you three guesses.
That would have been my guess, Mark Twain.
Nope. Wasn't Mark Twain.
Okay.
Or Sam Clemens. Or
that was his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. It was not Mark Twain.
It was not.
My second guess would have been William Faulkner.
Nope.
Okay.
Go back to the 1800s.
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Oh.
You want to keep going?
The 1800s. Well, Ben Franklin was a wonderful writer. And so was Samuel John Adams, Van Buren.
What would happen if I didn't tell you? Do you think we would get letters of people saying,
oh, absolutely.
I know who that was?
Now it's going to drive me nuts, and I will know by the time we get home from where we have to be, I will be on the internet searching it out. Well, see.
If I give you the title.
The thing that amazed me is that you mentioned Sacramento, and I was trying to, I always try to figure out the words that are being used, whether because this individual mentions Sacramento, whether he was talking about the gold of Sacramento as Sacramento, the city of
Sacramento. So obviously that would had to be after the gold rush.
It would have to have been. And I'm thinking, with but that's the 1800s.
That's what I said.
Oh, I see.
That's
no, that's the 19. I'm sorry. That's the 19th century, not the 1800s. Right?
I said hundreds.
Correct.
Just to be clear here,
you have me stumped.
Write to him.
Yes.
It's an essay. Does that help you?
No.
The title of it is Uses of Great Men. Does that help you?
Dum, 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 this is a Jeopardy question, ladies and gentlemen. And no, it really doesn't at this point. It must be.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Though his name did skirt by me, I was never a fan of Emerson.
And really?
No, I never was.
Oh, I am totally.
I'm a Faulkner fan, obviously, and I always have been. I think his writings are remarkable.
But that's a little bit later.
It is a little bit later. And I was grasping at that point. I was trying to find and marry back to the 1800s. But when you mentioned the 1800s, I already had Faulkner stuck in my head.
I truly recommend The Uses of Great Men for anybody to read. Truly, I read it in high school and thought it was quintessential in my understanding of what life was to be.
And in many ways, it became.
Indeed.
Carl Sabatino, Smith Sabatino, The America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. Thank you.
America Weekend, Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. Discovery is reporting that water tankers are quietly removing water to be bottled and sold later in Europe and the Middle East. It's being called hydropiracy and could foreshadow a future of resource wars as clean water supplies become scarce. And how much water is disappearing from the Amazon? Well, each tanker is taking about 5 million gallons of water, Amazon River water, which bottled water companies say is more profitable than doing it the old-fashioned way. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Pro Bowl running back ran for 11,000 yards and had another 4,000 receiving in a 12-year career. Defenses not only feared his versatility, but his breakaway speed.
Jab, step, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Work done!
So where is work done now? Warwick's autobiography, Running for My Life, talks about his bouts with depression after his mother, a police officer, was shot to death when he was 18. In her memory, he started Homes for the Holidays. Warwick has helped more than 100 single-parent families achieve his mother's unfulfilled dream of owning a home.
Congratulations, here's my mother's dream.
Warwick Dunn, getting it done in a great way. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.